Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
What does leadership really look like? On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from athletes, entrepreneurs, and executives who've led on the field, in the boardroom, and in their communities. It's not about titles. It's about impact. Discover what drives them and the advice they carry forward. Subscribe and start listening today. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Now that Aaron Glenn is here, there's no point in talking about how I wouldn't have done it or I would have gone in a different direction. He is here now. So now the other hires and the things that he has to get right and the Jets have to get right are still ahead of them. Because Aaron Glenn, even if he's a great head coach, he's not going to be able to do it all on his own. And the general manager is the first one. Now, I don't know the relationships between Trey Brown and Darren Mogi and Aaron Glenn. I know that Aaron Glenn does know Lance Newmark, but you know, looking at the resumes of these guys, they're, if they don't know Aaron Glenn, sit down, talk to him, let's get a relationship, because I don't want Lance Newmark just to get the job because he knows Aaron Glenn, because these guys look like they're more qualified, you know, especially if you look at how Trey Brown started. New England Patriots, then went to the Philadelphia Eagles, was a scout when they won the Super Bowl, then actually ran organizations in Fakakta Football League, Birmingham Iron and St. Louis Battlehawks. He actually was the GM there, which I kind of like, actually, and then came back to the Bengals in 2021, has been a senior personnel executive there since 2022. So, I mean, those are three really, really good organizations that he's coming out of, and then Mogi's been in one organization, but yeah, those guys get me a little bit more excited. So, all right, the GM is the first one. Now we're talking about the next two. Who's your offensive coordinator and who is your quarterback? And
it sounds like to me that it may be Mark Parnell.
I like that.
On the offense, because he was a quarterback coach out there in Detroit. I don't know whether or not Detroit will let him go. I don't know if Detroit will elevate him. I don't know. Detroit basically is picking up the pieces because their coaching staff is completely falling apart now because of their success, which is basically the norm in the NFL. Everybody starts poaching guys off of successful franchises. And who would have thought when Dan Campbell put his staff together, you know, some 4 years ago, that here we would be 4 years later and everybody's rating the Detroit Lions. So they've done a good job with their roster. Dan Campbell is, you know, connected with all those teams, you know, all those players out there, also those fans. And I would think that Aaron Glenn's going to do the same thing here for the New York Jets. The only thing I worry about always with a first-time head coach, and I don't care who it is, and somewhere along the line, they have to become a head coach. And Aaron has paid his dues for sure. He's been a lifer in the NFL. He knows the league. He knows people. People have a lot of respect for him. But it really is going to come down to those decisions, you know, late in games. And we saw how the Jets failed in those situations over the last two or three years. And I just hope that there's somebody there that is going to be able to, you know, be a sounding board for him, because every head coach should have a sounding board, not only, you know, if they are 20-year experienced head coaches or first-time head coaches. They need to have somebody who understands exactly the way the game is being played when it is being played, and also have somebody to discuss with on a Friday before a Sunday game about who they are getting ready to play, what they are trying to do, and have all of that communication put to bed before Sunday gets there, so there is no disorganization, that everything is buttoned up, and the team really plays with an edge. So everything about Aaron Glenn that I know, everything that most of the people who have been around him know over the last 10 years as he has grown into this position, says the same thing. He's got that personality trait like a Parcells, like a Peyton, like a Campbell. That is a home run then for the New York Jets, if in fact that is the case.
Yeah, and he's going to have a great press conference. You know it if you've ever heard him talk or seen him coach on Hard Knocks or whatever it may be. I mean, the guy speaks like a leader, like a guy who you can trust. So he's going to have a great press conference. I know that. I'm not worried about him dealing with the media. I don't think that's going to be an issue at all. But, you know, really, the other thing about this season, now I know you always want to win every single year, but, you know, does Aaron Glenn and the new GM come in and say, you know, we can make the playoffs this year?
But they have a roster where right. They got to believe they can make the playoffs.
So then if that is the case, then they gotta beg Aaron Rodgers to come back. If they're saying, all right, we got to reset the organization, this is going to be a multi-year process
Woody Johnson's not doing that. Woody Johnson wants to win now. You know, Woody Johnson isn't like he's 55 years old. I mean, he's hiring a guy that hopefully that will lead the organization back to the playoffs and do that immediately. That's one of the reasons why Bob Kraft hired Mike Vrabel. Same thing. You know, I want a guy that was here that knows this city, that knows this team, knows his fan base, had a level of success here that, you know, a lot of the guys that we have here now maybe haven't enjoyed just yet, and I want that message to be stern. I want that message to be about discipline, because here's the one thing that Aaron Glenn knows. He was under Pete Carroll, which I'm sure he enjoyed playing for, because Pete Carroll loves his secondary, yeah. You know, and as a defense coordinator. He then had to go 2 years under Richie Kotite. You know, he saw Richie Kotite put Vance Joseph on the field against the Raiders and Tim Brown go for 215 yards and 8 catches. You know, Vance Joseph was a backup quarterback in college. His rookie year, he throws him out there against Tim Brown. I don't think Aaron Glenn's going to do that. I think Aaron Glenn probably saw that and said, you know, we don't do things like that, even though Vance Joseph has turned out to be a very good coach himself. And, you know, it's interesting. Two guys came from that secondary are coaching. Which is amazing when you think about that. But then he saw what Bill Parcells did when he first got to the Jets, and I hope he remembers that.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Because Bill Parcells walked into that room and didn't really have to change much of the roster. He brought in a few of his guys. But what he did is he laid the hammer down and said, this is the way it's going to happen. We're going to practice. We're going to meet. We're going to know what we're doing. And we are going to become an edgy group that's going to be competitive. In that first year, they were competitive, and they only got better each year after that. So hopefully Aaron Glenn learned something from that experience, seeing how it shouldn't be done to how it should be done and what this organization desperately needs.
So the better part of 2.5 years, the Jets were catering to everything Aaron Rodgers wanted to get him here, to keep him happy when he was here. We know it didn't work out. But now they're not doing that. They're doing what they think is the best for the organization. They've had Aaron for 2 years. They've seen him play one of those years. But does Aaron Rodgers, if he wants to play, look at this next version of the New York Jets with Aaron Glenn as the head coach, some of these coordinator names that are out there, you know, guys maybe he doesn't know all that well, and say, all right, I want to come back and play with these players that I at least know?
Very hard to
get in his head?
To teach an old dog new tricks. Let's put it that way.
All right.
So you got to be careful about if he is coming back, who you're hiring. If it's Mark Brunell, I would think that two quarterbacks could get along and two quarterbacks could sit down and have conversations If it is Mark Brunell, he would know better than anybody else what a quarterback needs to be successful. You know, I don't know necessarily that it will be Mark Brunell. I don't know necessarily that Mark Brunell has the personality to deal with Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. I don't even know if they have a relationship after all these years. They may. I'm not sure. They may have met each other a number of times. I don't, you know, I'm assuming maybe early on they might have played against each other a few times.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I would think so. I'm not sure, but that would be my first question. But I also saw where Lomas Brown, another former teammate of mine who works for the Detroit Lions radio broadcast, said that, I think Aaron Rodgers would play for Aaron Glenn, and I think that Aaron Glenn would want Aaron Rodgers to be his quarterback at least for a year because they want to win. And we all know, look at the four quarterbacks that are playing in the championship weekend. You got to have somebody back there with a presence that is significant. You're not going to be winning with the Drew Locks of the world, unfortunately, and it's good for Drew. He's in the pros. I appreciate that. But you're just not getting to that next level with that type of guy. I don't know if you're going to get there with a 41-year-old either. If there isn't some sort of communication, open line of communication, to ask whether or not he actually does want to come back and play. I kind of feel like he does. But the question is that going to cloud or in some way, shape, or form cast a large shadow over the head coach?
Yeah, which is a big deal, and it is really tricky because you want to be able to have a shot at winning, and if you look at all the alternatives that are out there, where they are in the draft, this quarterback class, what's out there in free agency, the fact that Aaron Rodgers has been here, he looked good when he was healthy at the end of the season, and he knows the players. For the Jets, he would be the best quarterback for them to win in year one. However, when you are talking the talk about Aaron Glenn, his personality, coming in here, taking over, all of these things chip on his shoulder, and you want him to be the man in the building, and then you bring the big black cloud of Aaron Rodgers that goes over Florham Park, are you really allowing Aaron Glenn to get off on the right foot as the man in that building?
You know, if Woody Johnson is true to his word, I'm assuming he is, it's going to be up to the head coach and the GM. To me, it's up to the head coach. It's not really, it has nothing to do with the GM. It has everything to do with the head coach and whether or not he wants to deal with that relationship. And Aaron Glenn's had some success against Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. So he knows him. He's played against him. He knew exactly what they were doing out there in Green Bay. And He would know better than anybody whether or not he believes that Aaron Rodgers has got anything left in the tank and could actually win with him, you know, next year, so, or this coming season. But that's going to be really interesting, because if Aaron Glenn has all the personality traits that people are describing him with, Parcells, Peyton, Campbell, he ain't putting up any BS from anybody. Yeah. You're showing up on time. You're going to be here. This is the way it's going. And, you know, we could all care about the players, and we can care about getting the best out of you players and
serving the locker room.
Right, and serving the locker room. Serving the locker room and being supportive. But, you know, it was interesting watching a number of the highlights of Aaron yesterday in Detroit, especially when Dan Campbell gave him the room. And Dan Campbell said, I trust this guy. I would go to war with this guy any day, you know, that kind of stuff. And then Aaron got up there and started talking. You could see the whole room was riveting, but he kept saying, I respect you guys. I respect what you do. He wanted to make sure that the players understood that he has respect for what they do and how hard it is what they're doing. But they're also living a dream. And living a dream, there comes responsibility with that. And it sounds to me in his defensive meetings that it was a little bit more edgy than it was in front of the whole team. I want that edge in front of the whole team.
Yes.
That's what I want to see, and hopefully that will be the case.